so wet before eating the apple. Somebody's at the front door. I wonder who it could be. Let me see. Some lady farmer I've never met before. I guess that apple is for me. Every guest at this home seems to come just to bring me a hazardous gift. So far it's been laces for a comb, and I've ended up a stiff. It'll be different this time. I know the dwarves gave their warning, but that's absurd. There were two attempts on my life. What are the odds of a third? It'll be different this time. And if it's not, then no doubt, once again, I'll get saved. But if it turns out I'm mistaken, then at least I won't awaken as a house-arrested domestic slave. Will it be different this time? Look about, if I go out, then the queen does me in. But my life here's a disaster with these nasty little bastards. By now, I'd rather let the queen win. Because until I'm less good-looking, I'll be cleaning up and cooking for 7 malodorous gnomes. That's 7 sets of dirty dishes and pairs of soiled britches. And then the sons of bitches come home. They all complain of how the place is and stuff their little faces while pounding down all they can drink. I tell you, drunken dwarf affection is hell on your complexion. I'll have to change my name to Blotchy Pink. Because every night is a crescendo of leering innuendo. And soon they're getting sleazy, and Sneezy tries to seize me, and Happy tries to grab me, and Dopey tries to grope me, and Bashful leaves me little notes. Dear Snow White, I'm rather shocked. Once again you left your knickers drawer unlocked. You know someone might go running around inside you. Naughty, naughty, nasty, filthy tramp. I blush and take it primly, while Gimli stands there grimly. He says I shouldn't be there. Well, he shouldn't either. Sleepy's breathing deeply and asks me really creepily if I'm into Rumpy Pumpy, cause Grumpy wants to jump me. 14 sets of fingers are an agony that lingers, and Doc has that enormous clock. I really hate that clock. Every second, like a shot fired from a clock. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Ah! Then it starts dancing and singing, be our guest. Every time I'm getting dressed. And soon the chair and soon the lumiere are pirouetting everywhere. And tables are dancing all over the room while I whack them and smack them around my broom, saying I have to scrub and make dinner for 7. And why am I talking to furniture? We're so sorry, Snow White. It won't happen again. Right. It'll be different this time. And I believe them enough just to get through the day. But now that this lady's on my case, with her apple in my face, it's a chance to make them all go away. It'll be different this time. I know it's probably poisonous, deadly, and cursed. If so, I'll have but one regret, that I bet I couldn't get a dwarf to take a bite of it first. It'll be different this time. Or it will if no one pulls me out of my plight. So perhaps I should alert her that I'm really hard to murder. And I hope that this one gets it right. It'll be different this time. Give me that apple. Oh, that's good. Nothing's happening. It needs salt. There. Oops, that was padlock. Oh, well. Bottoms up. Bon appetit. Oh, yes, that's better. Rats. I forgot. I've built up a tolerance. But I'm just taking bites. And when an apple's this good, you should swallow it whole. I wonder, can I fit it down my throat? There's only one way to know. Here we go.
It'll be different.